Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go.
Hi, welcome to this week's Friday Night Live. And this week, we're going to talk about creativity. What does that mean? Well, the dictionary's term is the use of imagination or original ideas to make something new. And my experience with creativity at first, initially, was quite scary because it was stepping out of my comfort zone into something new, stepping out of the known into the unknown. The way I look at it now, we can't really create unless there's movement, unless there's moving forward into the unknown, kind of like a blank
canvas.
Yeah. I always forget that word. Canvas. A blank canvas. So when artists start creating, they really never know what the complete project will be. It's almost like it just comes to life in front of them. And moving into that unknown is quite beautiful. And there's so much room for expansion and creativity. So if we move forward with set ideas, we just don't have as much room to expand. We're a little bit more rigid. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like when you spoke talking about the canvas, because if you're an artist and you've got a page in front of you that's already got a picture on it, you can't really create anything new. You kind of need to rub it out or get another blank page and start creating.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of problems with people's lives is that they've already created their life. It's already a picture, but they're unwilling to change. They want a different life, but they don't want to change. So what we're here to say is that if you want a different life, there has to be changes. It's as illogical as having a picture already created and then trying to draw one over the top. It's not going to look so good. So in a sense, creation is you can create, you're creating something new. Like an example in the physical world would be like, I don't know if you remember like LP players, where you got like the record and the needle. Yes, I am that old.
Record player.
And so that was like an amazing invention at the time, really, really successful. And then like, now creative thinking would be like, okay, let's create a record player that sounds nicer or maybe different color. Well, that's not that creative. That's just reinventing the wheel. But the Sony Walkman came along, mm-hmm. and that was this enormous paradigm shift, because all of a sudden you could put a tape player in, you can play, I don't know, what, about 20 songs or something?
Yeah,
and
14.
It was portable. It was really, really cool. And then the Apple iPod came along. Now you have hundreds and an even smaller device. So that is a physical example of creation. It's not so much doing what's already been done. It's coming a completely original idea. How do you have an original idea? You need to not rehash what you already know and what you've already done, but come up with something completely outside of the known.
Right.
As an example, you've got a device, phone, laptop, PC, whatever, but there's information in that. Being creative isn't going into your hard drive and moving files around what's already there. It's actually connecting to the internet and downloading something completely fresh and unoriginal that isn't in your hard drive. So if you want change in your life, you kind of have to change. And change is synonymous with the unknown. If you get so comfortable in the known, it can be comfortable, but it can also, a prison can be comfortable. You can have a really nice mattress and sofa in a prison. It can be comfortable, but it's not that you can walk out into the garden and feel the sun on your face. So I guess creativity is about creating something new, and creating something new in the world has to start from following the unknown in your heart or your mind, if that makes sense.
Right. And so we talk about this, where these beautiful diversities within this life essence, we're always love. We're pure love. So moving forward with that knowing is walking into the unknown with the always know that we're beautiful diversities of this life essence, that we are never alone. And no matter the circumstances, when we settle in that quiet space, we know that everything's always okay. With that said, moving forward into the unknown is where the creativity unfolds. Moving into the unknown hand in hand with the always known.
Beautiful. Because in a sense, for creation to arise, there has to be a space for it to arise into. If this is creation and this space is already occupied, it can't germinate. But if there's a space, this can germinate. So creation needs space to work. The space is the unknown. And like Jewel says, the unknown I've seen now is the all known. And the all known arises when it has space to do so. So if you want to change your life, you need to create a space for something new to be born, to be birthed into this story that we call our lives in a really, really beautiful way. Okay, practically speaking, there's this research article, and it looked at Olympic athletes, astronauts, high-flying executives. When are they most creative or insightful? And you probably guessed it. It was when I'm playing golf, when I'm in the shower, when I'm on holiday, or when I'm going for a run. Those four things, I've got five there. I can't count. Those four things were the activities that they were doing when they were most insightful and creative. Now, you don't have to do those activities to be creative. That's just the activity they were doing. And in that moment, what was happening? They were calmer. Their minds were calmer. They had less on their mind.
Beautiful.
Now, there's a correlation. The less on your mind, the more creative you are.
Mm-hmm. Think about
because there's more space.
Right. Just like the blank canvas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an open canvas for creativity. Mm. It's more space to create.
Yeah.
There's less busyness. There's less distraction. Beautiful.
Well, I know when I go to the gym in the morning, I get a lot quicker if I go really early because there's less traffic. Well, the more traffic there is, the longer it takes you to get anywhere. So the less burdened your mind is, the more free thinking, the more flexible, the more open, the less on your mind, fundamentally, that's what I'm saying. There is more room for this universal mind, this mind essence, this power before the hard drive, the internet, to start working. And so I know that a lot of work cultures are all about putting your foot on the gas and powering through and working hard. And there's nothing wrong with that if it's in balance. If you're stumped, if you don't know what to do, the problem only looks as big as your capacity to solve it. If you've got more on your mind, you're crushing your creativity and the problem looks this big. With less on your mind, you're more creative and you've got more potential to solve the problem that now looks this big. Like Einstein said, you can't create, Einstein said, you can't resolve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. Good one, Einstein. We believe you. So what we're really trying to say is have a day off, for goodness sake. if you're struggling with something, it's got nothing to do with what you're struggling with. It's the state of mind you're in.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like the more attention we put to our lack of creativity, the more attention we put to our frustration, the more we resist it, the more of a bottleneck we create, just like the traffic you described. Mm. There's more trying to pass through. And the more relaxed we become, the less attention we place on it. I know I'm so guilty of that. So much easier said than done. I know that. I'm trying to write a book and I sit there and stare at it. But then when I'm driving in the car or taking a bath or out in the garden, then I'm like, oh my goodness. Then it comes to me.
Yeah.
So I totally understand. And I...
Look at it this way. The less you've got on your mind, the more capacity you have to create. And that fits in with productivity. Product meaning creating products. So the more productive you are, the more creative you are. And it all comes down to nothing in the world and everything to do with our own internal perception. Mm. So if you want to solve a problem, you want to create something, you want to do something, you want to change your life, it has to come from within. Allow that creative force of the universe to create through you. You need to give it space. What are you giggling at?
You're putting me up.
There's four things. There's the power to create something that isn't true. We also have the power to do that too. Anything else?
There's a whole other creative aspect to that as well. But I'd like to do another video on that.
Okay. Creation part two on the way. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's INNATEEVOLUTION.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.